Rock and roll, people. Rock and roll. Hello, everyone. Welcome to it is the fifth, and I'm always forgetting how many I've done, but the fifth edition or episode, if you want to call it that, of Rat Hole Radio. You may notice there are some people listening live now, which is always great, chatting in the IRC. I've actually been messing about trying to get a decent live audio stream, because I didn't really... I mean, I'm still using Ustream. I've managed to get it so I can simultaneously broadcast through Ustream and through Icecast, through an Icecast server, which gives seems to give better quality audio. And it's just nicer anyway, because I never really wanted to do a TV show. The only reason I've got a webcam on is because it seems if I'm using Ustream, I might as well. I always knew I had a face for radio, as they say. So if you want to check that out... please do. If you're listening to the Ustream and you think, I might want to change to that, you can do. If you head to ratholeradio.org/live, there's some little links at the bottom, and ignore the little icons that say things like Winamp and all the rest of it. It's just a link to a playlist which you can open in pretty much any media player, really. I've heard of people using it on their phones and all kinds of stuff, so that's... should work pretty much anyway. So, welcome aboard, everyone. We're going to have another kind of hour-ish of an eclectic mix of tunes. Started off with a bit of metal there, which probably surprised a few people. I don't know, people seem to think I don't like metal. There's a bit of a rumour going around that I don't like metal. I do, actually. I like thrash metal, and I like different, you know, I'm not into the really heavy kind of death metal stuff with all the, you know, Cookie Monster singing. I can't really be doing with that. But I do like thrash metal, really fast metal and stuff like that. So that was a track called Never Happy by a band called Drop Alive, which you can only assume is some kind of pun on the... you'd think with being a metal band, they'd be called Drop Dead. But I can only assume it's some kind of pun on that. They're called Drop Alive. And they're Italian, actually. So maybe that's why the name's different. But they're... that was off their 2007 EP, which you can find on Jamendo. And I'll read you a little bit of information just quickly off it. This is what comes up on their page. It's by a guy called Atti Black, A-T-T-I Black. He's an independent Italian musician, it says. Drop Alive is his musical project, according to this. He says right now he's working on a second album called Not Shaking Hands. Which I'm not sure what that means. He says he produces all the instruments himself, apart from the plays all the instruments apart from the drums. He has kind of like guest drummers, so I thought that was pretty decent. And a few people commenting in the IRC on the kind of bassy, you know, meaty riff there. I thought that was quite a nice riff. Lyrics are a bit iffy at times, but a bit of Aussie kind of Ozzy Osbourne kind of singing going on as well. Not quite, but kind of in the same ballpark, if you like. Yep, so that was cool. I should direct you to the vote. We're going to have a vote later on, as always. I think my throat's up to singing this week, so we're going to have a vote on the live song for later. There's a choice of two. I'm putting the link in the IRC chat room. That's another thing. If you're watching this or listening to this, and you're wondering. Oh, hang on, I've pressed the wrong thing there. You're wondering how you can get involved in the chat. You go to, it's on Freenode, it's an IRC channel called #RatHoleRadio, and if you're not up with IRC and you haven't got an IRC client and you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about, just go to webchat.freenode.net, type in #RatHoleRadio, and you'll there's a little web thing there, and you'll just pop up in the chat room with everyone else, so that's cool. Please get involved in that. So there's a choice tonight of two tunes, as I said. One that we've had before, which didn't win the vote last time, and because I'm so lazy I can't be asked to learn new songs, I decided to put it back in again. So until it wins, it's going to keep getting recycled. And that's a tune called The Wait, which you might well know, which is by the band, who one of my favourite bands, Robbie Robertson and all that. And the other option is a Nine Inch Nails track, actually. Somebody just mentioned Nine Inch Nails in the IRC, which is the very well-known, probably possibly overplayed, but I still love it. Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, which I kind of know a little acoustic version of, which I could do for you. So they're the two choices. I'll sort out the links and stuff during the next song. But we're going to move on to, from metal, I'm going to move on to some German electro for you. This is a band called Syno, S-Y-N-O. We were a German... German electro band, really, and they got some weird kind of vocals and stuff going on. It sounds really good to me because I don't speak German. You'll probably find people who listen to this who can speak German will think it's a load of rubbish and the lyrics are awful and stuff, but because I've got no idea what they're saying and it just sounds good, I think it's quite cool. And it's just called 80s Flashback, and It's quite a decent tune. A bit kind of Kraftwerk in way. I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole them as Germans and just say they sound like Kraftwerk. That's a bit easy. But yeah, I do think it is a little bit of Kraftwerk in there somewhere. So while I'm frantically trying to find the file, there we go. Have a listen to this. So here we are, some Germans with some synthesizers. Embrace the stereotypes, people. Here we go.
Schnauzbart, Jeans, Westen, Outfit, trage Atze, Schröder, Pimp, Stiefel zum Ausritt, fahre heute Manta, 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 du bist ein Radler oder Bier mit Fanta, ich bring die 80er wieder zurück, wir sind mit Absicht schon wieder verrückt, die Masse ist von meinen Liedern entzückt, und alle schreien, bring den Beat zurück. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren. Wenn der Beat knallt, Leute tanzen und alle ausrasten und wir ein neues Fass für die Leute aufmachen. Steigt der Mitgrillfaktor und die Hemmung sinkt und alle schreien durcheinander, weil sie total Knülle sind. Ich bring die 80er wieder zurück. Wir sind mit Absicht schon wieder verrückt. Die Masse ist von meinen Liedern entzückt. Und alle schreien, bring den Beat zurück. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren.
Steig in den DeLorean, sie stehen vor dem Club Schlange. Tod der rosa Brille, seh das Leben durch die Luftschlange. Denn man hat Partys wie La Boom gemacht. Man hat sich tausendmal berührt und es hat Zoom gemacht. Keiner weiß so recht, was wir heute trinken. Wir wissen nur, wir tragen die Haare heute schwierig nach hinten. Lass die Hosenträger klatschen. Ich warte auf den Startschuss. Da, 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 ich will Spaß, so wie Markus.
Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren. Flashback 80er, wie was in den 80ern. Jungs und Mädels machen heute Party wie vor 30 Jahren. Echt fett 80er, komm mit in die 80er. Haben heute Spaß und das auch noch mit 80 Jahren.
Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. Regenerated hip.
The in a bubble, iPod on shuffle. Why be troubled by those that struggle? You always wanna hustle to flex your muscles with your rose-colored glasses fastened to the Hubble. Innovation is uncovering rubble from God's almighty creation puzzle. Mother Earth said your birth was special to let the true universe steer your vessel. So, do you really wanna know? Yes, I really wanna know. Is there room for human growth among hell-bent selfish drones? Like Moses said to Pharaoh, you must let my people go. Watch that First Amendment, though, or it's help, don't taste me, bro.
Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Generate a hit.
Man, woman, it's
animal.
You got a GPS in your SUV, so you don't stress that others can't feed. We strive for corporation greed. Economies thrive on want, not need. Why do we breed our dumbass genes instead of giving back and planting seeds? Without those trees, we cannot breathe. It's time to stop living beyond our means.
Do you really wanna know? Yes, I really wanna know.
Should I stay or should I go?
Time to board the UFO. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We must all reap what we sow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, underneath the mistletoe.
Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal.
I mean, those are things that God gives you.
Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out, come on. The new animal. Look out, come on, look out, come on, look out. The new animal.
Yeah, as you might be able to guess, that last track was called The New Animal. just a hint in the lyrics there. Cool stuff, though. A bit of a change of pace for you. I felt like changing the pace after the German, you know, electro stuff. I thought that would make something a bit different for you. That was a group called Regenerated Headpiece with a tune called The New Animal, as I said. And that's from a site called Slam Jams, spelt with a Z, spelt in the hip-hop style-y Slam Jam. With a Z on the end, .com, and it's run by Chuck D. I've mentioned it a few times in the past. I've even played quite a bit of stuff because I do like a bit of Chuck D from Public Enemy. He is the man. And that was one of his bands or his groups that he's promoting at the moment that he really likes through his kind of net label thing, which is Slam Jams. And yeah, Regenerated Headpiece, well worth checking out, I think. I like them. They got some other tracks out on they're on MySpace. I'm not a fan of MySpace, but you know, if it is quite handy sometimes, but if you can stand the flashing banner ads and all the rest of it, most of their stuff's on MySpace. But it's worth checking out. So there's also, as I mentioned before, I played it. The first track there was the track before that was by a band called Syno, S-Y-N-O, a bit of mad German electro meisters. That kind of works well, doesn't it? Electro Meister. I imagine that must be what you call it in German. So, yeah, that was cool. So, Yep, I've got a few more tracks for you. I'm going to change the pace again. If you haven't heard the show before, I imagine you probably have if you're listening to this, because who knows, but if you are a new listener, you've never heard it before, there are going to be some eclectic changes going on, because I like all kinds of music, and the whole idea of the show is to try and show that there's good things in different genres of music. Whatever, you know, don't just dismiss a whole genre because you don't like a certain artist within that genre. That's kind of what I'm trying to promote. I try and keep an open mind about that kind of thing. It's harder with some genres and artists than others, but you know, there's good and bad in all different kind of flavors. So you know, stick out and you'll find the good stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna, as I said, change the pace a little bit. This is a band who was sent to me, their information was sent to me by one of their friends on email, and they're called Cirque du Badass. It's a bit of a kind of play on Cirque du Soleil, I think, but they're like forget I said electro, they're like a jazz fusion band, I suppose you would call them. That's the best that I can describe it as. As I've mentioned on previous shows, I have an interesting relationship with jazz. It has to be, there's only like a small amount of jazz that I like. I mean, I don't like the really experimental, weird jazz where they got, you know, fellas hitting pianos with mallets and stuff. You know, that's not music to me. I don't know, maybe I'm a snob, but that's not music to me. I like somebody who can at least play an instrument to some degree. Although, having said that, I like a lot of punk, so I suppose that's a bit of a double standard. Anyway, yeah, so this is Cirque du Badass. They're from Boston, I think. They're from around the Boston area. They're like an instrumental group, and this tune is really nice. I listened to their EP. This is a live track from one of their gigs. There's quite a bit of live stuff on there. Their websites, there'll be links in the show notes at ratholeradio.org. It's cirquedubadass.com. And when I went on earlier today, it was actually down their website, although I was using it last night, so I don't know. I think it's temporary, so you keep trying them, and hopefully you'll get them eventually. And this is a song by them called Barbershop, as I said. A bit of, I suppose you'd call it jazz fusion, that's what I'm going to call it. I don't like to pigeonhole music too much, if I can help it, but yeah, definitely a bit of jazz influence in this, so I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back after this. Thank you.
place, a new start, a new set of colors. The people are different, the sounds have all changed. You wander around with no fixed destination. You're looking for something that feels the same. A new look, a new start, a new pair of loafers. You reinvent yourself, but you feel confused. You look in the mirror and feel ridiculous. You're the same old guy with different shoes. And deep down you love what you already know. You try to find the familiar in the unknown. You seek out the places that feel like home. Deep down you love what you already know. A new girl, a new star, a loving connection. You feel like she's making your heart start to sing. And soon you find out she's just like your mother. Or maybe that's not such a terrible thing. 'Cause deep down you love what you already know. You try to find the familiar in the unknown. You seek out the places that feel like home. Deep down you love what you already know. You tell yourself it's gonna be different this time around. You've got experience, now you know. You've seen all the light. I bet your tendency to repeat is quite profound. And if by different you mean the same, then yes, you're right. Deep down you love what you already know. You try to find the familiar in the unknown. You seek out the places that feel like home. Deep down you love what you already know. Deep down you love what you already know. You try to find the familiar in the unknown. You seek out the places that feel like home. Deep down you love what you already know. Deep down you love what you already know. Deep down you love what you already know.
Yeah, that's that last tune was Ben Walker. I played actually played a track by Ben Walker on my first show. God, how long is it? About 2 months ago now? 2.5 months ago, something like that. I lose track of time very easily. I tend to forget what I've had for breakfast, you know, today. Never mind. Yeah, I played a track by Ben Walker on the first episode of Rat Hole Radio. He's a singer-songwriter from Oxford in the UK. At the time, I couldn't remember if he was from Oxford or Cambridge, and I was saying, like, you've got to be a bit careful with that because they don't like each other. But he's actually from Oxford, along with, like, Radiohead and some many other people. But he's quite cool. His website is excellent. If you go to ihatemornings.com, which is a URL that I can relate to, you can find him on there. And all of his songs are available to download on the site, which is cool. And he's got loads. There's about 20 songs on there, and they're really good. That song there was actually part of a challenge he was doing to write 90 songs in 50 days. No, is that right? 50 songs in 90 days. I forget now. Either way, it was a lot of songs in a short amount of time. And that was one of the songs he wrote. And I was, you know, that's one of those songs as a musician that I heard and I thought, fucking hell, I wish I'd written that. You know, you just hear something sometimes and you think to yourself, you know, what's going to happen? You know, why didn't I write that song? Which is really annoying. So good stuff by Ben Walker there. I was really impressed with that. I'm just filling time now because I've realised my laptop's just died. So I'm gradually reaching for the plug. Here we go. Yeah. So I'll try and fill in. What I was going to mention before, while I am frantically reaching for the plug, it was that Daz Fuller, who's actually listening at the moment, he's in the IRC anyway. Daz Fuller, he's a listener of Linux Outlaws, old friend. He made a Jimendo playlist of all the songs, because a lot of the stuff I play is from Jimendo. as you may know. And he made a playlist for me, for all of us to share, basically, of all the songs that I've played so far in Rat Hole Radio on Jamendo. So you can, I'll put a link in the show notes. I'm not going to try and read it out because it's a bit of a long address, but there'll be a link in the show notes at ratholeradio.org. Once I've put the podcast out, you can have a look in there, and if you want to catch up or maybe look in one easy list of all the songs I've played, at least the ones from Jamendo, you can do that on the playlist. So the other thing I was going to mention is, don't forget to vote in the song vote. The choices were The Weight by the band or Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. And I've been talking to people in the IRC. I was telling them that I've lost the lyrics. I had the lyrics printed out for the Nine Inch Nails song, and I do kind of know the first verse, but after that I'm going to be struggling. I know the chorus and I know the first verse, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm winning in some ways, but I'm going to be in serious trouble apart from that. And it's going to be tricky, yeah. So if you want to get in there, if you want to embarrass me, then please vote for Nine Inch Nails. If you want to be nice to me and not embarrass me so much, that would be good. You can vote for the other one, which I know well, and they're both good tunes as well. So, you know, you're not going to miss out anyway. So I'm just looking for our next track. So I've managed to reboot the computer while we've been talking. That was quite good, wasn't it? That was quite seamless, actually. I managed to reboot the machine while I was waffling there. Excellent waffling skills. So I'm going to play a bit of something different again next. I mean, I keep saying this, but I'm going to play an Australian band, an Aussie band, who are kind of a ska punk band. And there's also a bit of kind of weird jazz influence in this as well. I don't know why there's a lot of kind of jazzy influence stuff tonight, but I guess I'm just in that kind of mood. It's from a band called Sounds Like Chicken, and I'm glad I got the name right, because all week I've been calling them Smells Like Chicken or, you know, something like that. So I seem to get my senses mixed up there. I'll be calling them Feels Like Chicken or, you know, Tastes Like Chicken or Looks Like Chicken next, but they're actually called Sounds Like Chicken, and they're from Melbourne, Australia, and this is a track of theirs which is called Entrails, and it's quite a short tune, but it's really cool, and I hope you like it. As I said, bit of something different, bit of ska punk kind of stuff. Cool brass section in there. They really remind me of a band called Voodoo Glow Skulls. I don't know if you'll know Voodoo Glow Skulls, but I used to be quite into them a while ago. Because I was, as I've mentioned on previous shows, I was in a ska punk band for a while. And they really kind of, I think they take their influence from Voodoo Glow Skulls. So have a listen to this. I hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
I wanna be great.
Yeah, great tune that. It's, as I said, sounds like chicken. Not smells like chicken or feels like chicken or I feel like chicken tonight or anything else to do with chicken. It sounds like chicken. It doesn't really sound like chicken. I don't know where they get that name from. But a very cool Aussie ska punk band, as I said. Their album is on Jumendo and there's like 18 tracks on it. And if you like that, I urge you to go and have a listen to it because there's some really good tracks. I often, when I'm compiling playlists for the show, I'll listen through an album from an artist that someone suggests, and I'll see, you know, what I like, what tracks I like on the album, and usually, quite often with a lot of albums, there's usually like one or two tracks that I feel like I want to play, and with this, there was like four or five that I could have easily played. I just decided on that one because it's slightly different. I like the changes in pace and volume, dynamics, if you will, if you want to be technical about it. Says the man who went to music college. If you want to, you know, it's really quite cool the way they change the style, and I like the brass and stuff. As a guy who used to be in a punk band, a ska punk band, finding brass players was always a bloody nightmare. So I feel quite envious that they had, like, you know, three piece brass section going on there. We could never find that many. I remember years ago, I was in a band, not a punk band at the time. It was a kind of, God knows what you would have called us, but we were a band anyway. And we were in the studio in Liverpool, and in a place called Elevator Studios, which is a very nice studio actually. And we just suddenly decided we wanted a trumpet on one of our songs, and of course none of us played the trumpet and we didn't have a trumpet. So it's like, we were there, like, we'd booked for I think 2 or 3 days, and it was like £2,000 a day or something. It was a bloody expensive studio, and this is like over 10 years ago. And we suddenly decided halfway through the second day that we really needed a trumpet on this song, so we basically just ran around the streets looking for buskers who had trumpets. And so, like, running around shouting to people, can you play the trumpet? Have you got a trumpet? Do you fancy playing on our record? And eventually we found someone who was in a Prince tribute band. I mean, it doesn't get better than that, does it? Yeah, he was this guy. We went down to the local rehearsal rooms nearby, Crash Rehearsals. If you know Liverpool, you might know Crash. Quite famous. And there was a Prince tribute band in there, which, of course, had a brass section. So we nicked their trumpet player, and Trevor, his name was, nice guy. He came up and played trumpet and did a sterling job on us, job on the track. And yeah, a bit mad. Anyway, enough of the all our yesterday's anecdotes. But I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was quite funny. I've got a bit of a news story, actually, now. Something a bit different. I was going to mention this before my laptop died, when I had a massive episode of fail there, fail and me. This is a story that someone pointed out to me. It was actually Anna, my friend Anna, who might be listening, who some of you will know. It's a story from The Telegraph, actually. It was in the business section of The Telegraph, which I don't usually read, but it was also linked in various other places. But it's about a new record company that is being created by Radiohead's manager, a guy called Brian Message. And he's setting up a new record label, which is going to have a slightly different model, where rather than your traditional record label setup, where they take, you know, they take ownership of the copyright and the publishing and all the rest of it on all of anything you produce for them, basically. That's what most record contracts say, which is why you end up with situations where people like Paul McCartney doesn't own his own songs. I'm no big fan of Paul McCartney. I think he's a bit of a twat, but there you go. I think it's a bit odd that he can't play his own songs without having to pay someone else. That's a bit stupid. Yeah, but that kind of thing happens, and this is a different approach to management, if you like. And the bands will also get 50% of the income straight up, you know, from the start, which is incredible, because most bands earn very little from their record contracts, certainly in the early days, unless they got like a big hit. If they get a few hits and stuff and then they get onto a second contract, then when they come to renegotiate, they can maybe get some money. But yeah, I want to read you a bit of this. It says, Radiohead manager teams up with Mama Group, that's Mama spelled M-A-M-A as in whoa mama, group to launch a record label. Mama Group, the aimless artist management firm, and Radiohead's manager Brian Message are taking on the music majors by launching a record label through which artists will retain the copyright and digital copyright of their music, basically, and their digital delivery will be key. Reading through, there's a few big points in it. They've got $20 million of funding to start it. It's going to be called Polyphonic. not Polydor, which is a well-known record label, obviously, Polyphonic, and they've got $20 million they're starting it off with, and yeah, they're looking for, you know, they want to get a different approach to the whole thing and give artists a fairer deal, but also, I mean, prove that they can make money as well. And I think how it will work is, rather than having your traditional huge, you know, monolithic record label where they have an art, you know, they have a PR department and this, that, and the other, what they'll do is they'll kind of outsource that stuff to other people. So they'll get a PR firm and they'll get pay for a recording studio rather than owning one. They'll hire, you know, the band, they'll give the money to a band and they'll hire whatever studio they want, that's their responsibility, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a bit different, and it sounds quite interesting. And yeah, it says bands will get a 50-50 profit share deal. And more established artists, for new artists, that is, for more established artists, will probably retain a bigger share of their copyright, of their money, rather, their income. So I thought that was quite cool and a different way of doing it. And, you know, I'm glad to see people trying to find a way around the new kind of distribution models and stuff. And I think, you know, as I keep saying, the internet is not the enemy of musicians. It can be a great friend if we use it correctly. So I'm up to the live track now. So I'm almost up to the live track, actually. I'll play one more song before I do that. One more track for you, but I'm going to check the results. At the moment, lots of people voting for Nine Inch Nails because they know that I haven't got the lyrics, and I'll probably make myself look stupid. I can get them up on the screen, which some people pointed out. I've got them like a web page with them on, but I don't think I can scroll the page and play the guitar at the same time. Maybe if I just leave it like near the end, the page near the end where the lyrics are, that I think I know the ones at the start, so maybe that'll be interesting. But I might start making them up. So if you wonder why, you know, you don't recognize that paragraph, that verse about cricket or sandwiches or something, and you don't remember that from the Nine Inch Nails song, you may get what's going on. So another song for you then. Let's have a look at what we got coming up. This is interesting. This is actually a friend of mine, two friends of mine, in fact, who live quite nearby in Wallasey. They did some, they do kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, kind of like electro, or definitely electro, but I'm not sure what kind of subgenre of electro you would call it. Some old friends of mine, H and Gary. H, years ago, was into, or quite recently actually, has been into, he keeps telling me he's into minimalist German techno, and this isn't minimalist German techno, but some of their stuff kind of is a bit like that. And they go by the name The Lone Gunman. I think that may be a reference to those three dudes that used to be off The X-Files, The Lone Gunman. It's a good tune, though. And this is called Tom and Ed. And when you listen to it, you might get a bit of a Chemical Brothers vibe from it. And I think that Tom and Ed is all one word, Tom and Ed. I think that may be a thinly veiled reference to the Chemical Brothers there. I haven't got proof of that. I should have asked them before I played it. But I think I'm pretty sure that's a thinly veiled reference to the Chemical Brothers. So have a listen to this, and I'll get ready for the live track in the meantime. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to fade that out a bit. It just finishes there. Yep, so that was The Lone Gunman with a track called Tom and Ed, which is all one word. I don't know if their stuff's online anywhere. I mean, that was sent to me by my friend, H, because that's his kind of stuff, if you like, him and Gary, who do it as well, who is also a friend of mine. So a few people remarking, yeah, there's definitely a Chemical Brothers thing going on there. I think I can only assume that's what the name's about. It's a very thinly veiled reference. But some people said, someone said, what was it? Prodigy mixed with Chemical Brothers and sex. So that's quite cool. So it's time for the live track, which you may be able to hear. I've got the guitar in the background. I'm gonna refresh the vote, and I know what's won. There's no point in me looking. I know what's won, but I'm gonna look anyway, just on the off chance that something else might have changed. Yeah. So it looks like it's gonna be Nine Inch Nails then. With Hurt. A few people pointing out that Johnny Cash, I knew he said Johnny Vegas then. I don't know why, but I had Johnny Vegas in my head. Johnny Cash did a version of this. I've never heard the Johnny Vegas version, although I would quite like to hear that, you know. I hurt myself today! That could be quite funny. never mind. Yeah, that was Johnny Cash did a pretty well-known version of this on his American, the series of recordings he did with Rick Rubin. As producer, Rick Rubin, obviously producer of Public Enemy and all kinds of people, quite a well-known hip-hop producer. He produced Chili Peppers, Red Hot Chili Peppers as well in the early days. He kind of crafted their sound. So an interesting guy and a good producer to boot, nonetheless. So it looks like it's going to be Nine Inch Nails, 67% of the vote. So people obviously want to hear this one. I hope that I can get it right. I haven't practiced this one either, so, and I haven't played it for a while. So I notice I'm trying to, like, you know, limit your expectations of this before we get too far into it. So I've got the lyrics, some of the lyrics up on the screen. Other verses may turn up. I might end up now that I've mentioned Johnny Vegas, you'd probably get verses about pies and St. Helens, or St. Helens, as they call it around there. I got a few mates from St. Helens, up in lovely Lancashire there, not too far from where I am now. So here we go then, I'm going to give this a go. Hopefully you can hear this, and I can get close enough to the screen as well without smashing everything with the neck of the guitar. People watching this on Ustream will be able to see the guitar neck's quite close to the laptop, so I'm going to try not to smash my laptop screen while I'm trying to read this. So here we go. This is my interpretation of Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, and hopefully I won't get sued by Trent Reznor. Here we go. Yeah.
not repair. Breathe the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right.
Ending in there. The ending's actually slightly different to that. It's got three mad chords in it, which some people might know. Yeah, so that was my attempt at Nine Inch Nails, as I said. Hopefully you could get some of that. I actually managed to read some of the lyrics as well. I was quite impressed with myself there. Reading and doing other stuff, such as walking, eating, you know, general thought, can present quite a problem for me at times. But yeah, it seemed to work okay. So I hope you enjoyed that one. This is the last track for tonight, the last track I've got for you. So thanks to everyone for listening. I hope the new Icecast stream worked out all right for everyone. It should sound a lot better than the Ustream, as I said before, and hopefully I'll improve on that in coming weeks, in coming shows. Thanks to everyone who's taking part in the IRC tonight. All you guys in there, a lot of fun. I've got a list of people to mention, actually. I'm just going to find my list. Here we go. Yeah, so I wanted to mention, yeah, if you can you can follow Rat Hole Radio on Twitter or Identica. If you go to twitter.com/rathole radio or Identi, that's IDENTI.ca/rathole radio, you'll be able to hear, you'll be able to see our updates on there and what's going on. Don't forget to come to the website as well, which is ratholeradio.org. If you have listened to the live show, you know, why not torture yourself again with the recorded show, which is the podcast. Yeah, you know, and also leave comments as well. I mean, in the early days, I got quite a lot of comments on the podcast feeds, on the actual items, I should say, on the website, which was cool. You know, it made me smile, and lately there haven't been any. In fact, for the last two shows, there haven't been any at all. There's been like zero comments. So if you want to make my day, you know, put a comment, even if it's something like, you know, "you're shit, you should give this up." you can put that if you want. Just put whatever you like. You know, go on and have a look, and don't forget the IRC channel for next time if you're not around. The IRC channel, I don't know what I'm going to do in between times, because as people who may listen to the next Outlaws will know, I'm not a big IRC guy. I don't spend a lot of time in IRC. And so you may not see me that much in the IRC channel, but I mean, it'll still be there. It's on Freenode. That's irc.freenode.net. And the channel name's Rat Hole Radio, #RatHoleRadio, or #RatHoleRadio if you're American. You know what that symbol is. Yeah, if you want to get in there and have a chat. I mean, I may pop up at times. I just can't promise when I'll be around. Don't forget to go to the show notes at ratholeradio.org and check out all the links to all the stuff that I've played, anything that you liked. Then, you know, have a look at that. So I wanted to mention some people who emailed me over the last couple of weeks. Thanks to Teo Rawl. That's T-A-I-Y-O. I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to pronounce that. I think it's Tayo. Ian Folland, who's an old mate of mine. Daz Fuller, I mentioned before, for setting up that that playlist for us. Philip Durbin, Dan Costales, who I know is in the IRC as well. Fiona Burrows, who again is in the IRC. A lot of these people in the IRC channel. Eddie DeMighty, yeah, my old friend Eddie. He sent me like about a list of about 10 bands or 8 bands or something, and I haven't got through them all yet. So if you, you know, if you want to send me some music, if you make music, please send it to show, that's S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org. I don't really care what it is, as I said before. I'll give it a listen. If I like it, I'll play it. Doesn't matter what style it is or how professionally you think it's recorded or unprofessionally or whatever. Just send it across because I want to hear it. And thanks to everyone who sent me suggestions. If you haven't heard your suggestion yet, that doesn't mean that I don't like it. It probably means that I haven't had a chance to get around to it yet. So keep listening because you may well hear them in future. Don't assume if you haven't heard it like this week, that means I'm never going to play it because I may well do. So thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks. The live tune kind of went okay, so I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll see you soon. And I'm going to finish with a track called This Day Forever, which is by a band called Wire Moves. And it's from an EP of theirs called Matilda, which is on Jamendo as well. Again, keep an eye out for the links in the show notes. This is a really great tune, actually. They sound, I don't quite know how to describe their sound, but they kind of like got incredible dynamics. I seem to be talking a lot about dynamics this week, but they've got really amazing dynamics, and they got great guitar players and stuff, and it kind of goes from a nice quiet bit into a, you know, big heavy guitars and stuff, and I really like them. Again, it's another one, their EP has got like 5-6 tracks on it, and I really had trouble deciding which one to play, but you'll probably hear other ones in future weeks. This one's called This Day Forever, as I mentioned before. So I hope you enjoy this. I'll see you soon. Take care of yourselves. Also, you know, if you know anyone else who might be interested in the show, I'm not above, you know, pleading for listeners. So, you know, if you think, you know, anyone else who might be interested in the show, then, you know, why not pass it on, see if they like it. So this is Wire Moves, as I said, with This Day Forever. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one, people.
Down. We won't be sky, searching for a starlight to carry on the dreams we shared. Let them sparkle with the fires of our hearts. Time will tear the circles of our souls, just like rain breaks the surface of a stone.
Endless time, let's keep this night forever.